WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 2 years after Bluebell Creameries first learned of listeria contamination, the company chose a new president who, for the first time in more than 100 years, was not a member of the Cruzy family.
I'd say really the next couple years, you'll really be able to see the old Bluebell back.
3 months into his new role, Ricky Dixon spoke at today's Leadership Brands' Alumni Association luncheon.
People say, well, are you back? Well, yeah, we're back. We're making ice cream, and I think we've topped 40 different flavors now.
Dixon says Bluebell's comeback is not complete.
We're going to get the bakery back. We're going to make chocolate sauce again, but we're going to do it in a way, again, not to be number one, but to be the very best we can possibly be at doing what we do and have fun doing it because, again, it's ice cream.
Dixon says tours inside the production plant will not return as part of keeping out listeria, which he calls the little guy. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes possible action to endorse the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization's 2050 Highway Plan.
The MPO is a plan. It is not an ordinance. It's not a law.
Mayor Carl Mooney says in his crystal ball, he compares the future expansion of Highway 6 near the Museum of the American GI to what's being done on Highway 290 west of Houston.
And I would say, probably by 2050, which is what this is. This is a 2050 thoroughfare plan. So, 30 years from now,
right,
plus a few years, some things are going to change. And who knows?
Mooney on our show says museum owners and supporters express their concerns late in the MPO's public hearing process. A Franklin man was killed and two others were injured following a four-vehicle crash that closed Highway 6 north of Bryan for more than 7 hours yesterday. According to DPS, 23-year-old Austin Wittig drove a car that first rear-ended a semi, then was struck from behind by a pickup, then was pushed into oncoming traffic and struck by a motorcycle. The status of the drivers of the pickup and motorcycle who were taken to the hospital is not known. A College Station patrol officer saw something out of the ordinary after arriving at the scene of a car striking a house early Tuesday morning.
The officer responded to the accident scene, and when he arrived, a somewhat confused naked man was standing there.
Sergeant Kyle Patterson described what he saw on the body camera of the patrolman who arrested 24-year-old Christian Alessi for driving while intoxicated. According to the arrest report, when Alessi charged the patrolman, the officer fired his taser, hitting Alessi in the back. After being treated in a local emergency room, Alessi told the officer he had smoked a bowl and a half of marijuana prior to driving into the home on Summerway Drive. President Trump is offering to mediate the Qatar diplomatic crisis by hosting the feuding countries for a White House meeting. As for the impact on Texas A&M's campus in Qatar, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's going to depend on Qatar taking a different strategy about dealing with terrorists.
If I were in the shoes of the mayor of Qatar, I would be saying, okay, we're going to totally distance ourselves. We'll make sure that none of the other wealthy families or government institutions are funding terrorism.
When asked about the status of its Qatar campus, A&M told WTAW News, quote, "We are in touch with our students, faculty, and staff in Qatar, and our branch campus is operating as normal." WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, we were talking about why you kind of got into this business. It's a real fulfilling feeling, right?
It really is. When you get to see the smile on a customer's face, and sometimes they've got a party or an event or a wedding that they've been planning for, and we're trying to meet those deadlines to try to help that customer achieve that dream. It's an amazing feeling, and everybody in the company feels it. When we hit a home run and the customer's happy, and they get to use that pool for the first time. Wow, what a reward.
I'll tell you, now is the time to own a Sunshine Fun Pool because the kids are out of school. And don't worry, because they make financing really easy for you over there. 36 months, no interest. It's great. And you can use your Sunshine Fun Splash Cash towards one of their fun features that they have to offer, like a free Haywood heater for your pool, a free slide, or you can even get $1,500 off a spa. Ask them about it. And don't forget to ask about that 36 months, no interest financing. Give them a call today, 979-690-3343, or check them out online at sunshinefunpools.com. Make this the best time of your life. Don't wait. 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called Okay to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at okaytosay.org.
Okay to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is now accepting applications for the 2017 Exploring History Summer Camp. Children ages 7 to 11 will enjoy this week-long camp that focuses on all things ranching. Through museum discovery, crafts, and hands-on activities, the participants will learn about all facets of ranching history in the great state of Texas. Activities include museum discovery, arts and crafts, roping fun with lassos, discovering agriscience, creating your own brand, dress-up day, games, and much more. Visit bush41.org or call 691-4013 for more information and to register.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure, and that leads to sunshine. Sunshine this time of year leads to warm temperatures, and we do have them in the forecast as we head into the upcoming weekend. Partly to mostly sunny for today. We're going to be 85 to 90 this afternoon. Tonight clears 65 to 70. More sun tomorrow. There'll be a few clouds around as well. It's 85 to 90. Partly cloudy, 65 to 70 tomorrow night. Sunshine Saturday, 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Bob Stoops is stepping down as head coach at Oklahoma. We'll hear his statement regarding the move. Meanwhile, Braden Shoemake is the first Aggie baseball player to be named National Freshman of the Year by Collegiate Baseball. And the Astros dropped a second in a row to the Royals, and the Rangers split their series with a loss to the Mets. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so you didn't buy a ticket for the Powerball thing last night, so it's still waiting on you.
Okay.
$435 million.
Is this the highest it's ever been?
No. They've gone over $500 million before.
Okay.
But still, $273 million is the cash price.
I'll wait till it gets to the highest.
Okay. Yeah, and again, it's so we'll see how all that works out. All right, so we mentioned last half hour that there's a GPS now that has the president's voice. So the company Carta, they put together a jazzy little bit of audio here. So it's got the music in the background, which I don't think they probably have on the GPS, but you get to hear this. So here we go. This is the president.
Go straight ahead. It's tremendous.
It's tremendous.
Turn right, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Take the ferry.
Oh,
it's
wait.
A matter of national security.
That's Bill Clinton. Yeah.
You are approaching a fixed radar, and that is not fake news. You have reached your destination. Let's make navigation great again, okay?
Okay, yeah, there you go. So, if you want that.
Nice.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah, because you've already got...
I've already got my Australian man voice.
Exactly right. There's any number of, and if you want to change it...
He's way more pleasant than that.
Sure, yeah. And once again, does not editorialize.
Correct.
Right?
So it's tremendous.
Just a matter of going ahead, and this is how you get to where you're supposed to be. All right, so... Have we defined the years in which millennials were born? Is that?
I don't know.
Is that a
if
thing?
There's like a definition, because we've had this conversation to, you know, some I would be considered a millennial,
yep.
Even Brad maybe.
I think I started in 1982. Is that fair? I mean,
yeah.
Would that be about right?
I would say it all depends on who you're talking to. You know,
I mean,
some
Googling
say,
it says 81 to 97.
Yeah, okay, some say that. Some say it begins at like 85.
Right.
It's hard to tell.
Well, all right, if you know who you are. Here's the read. Money-related worries are a common problem no matter what your age. But according to a report from Bank of America and Merrill Lynch Workplace Benefits, financial fears tend to weigh the heaviest on workers in their 20s and early 30s. As Money reports, the majority of millennials feel that stress caused by money matters, and it has had a negative impact on their work and their health. Bank of America study shows, looked at 1,200 employees that are enrolled in 401k plans through the companies around the country. And among those who were surveyed, two-thirds of the millennials say their financial stress hinders their focus and productivity at work, compared to 32% of the baby boomers who said the same. Now, in total, younger respondents spend the most time thinking about money at work, an average of 4 hours a week. And millennials were also more likely to see their concerns impact their body. While a little more than half of the boomers felt the stress about money physically, 68% of millennials says it wears on their health.
Huh.
Okay,
that's because they're snowflakes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Thank you.
Can't take
because I'm thinking
work.
Baby boomers have families and children and grandchildren and kids in college. And talk about financial stress.
Should be.
I'm just worried about if I can afford my pedicure.
Well, and that's see, and the thing is, you are not at the point in your work career where you will be making the most money.
Right.
Really pretty good chance that
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. the deal is that later on you'll be making more money based on the experience that you gain earlier in your career. I mean, it's always been that way. So to get stressed out at this point, you know, if you're 26 years old and you're stressing about how little money you're making.
Well, and I don't think I just sit here at work and think about my paycheck.
To the
I think about it when I go out to the bar and spend too much. But
to the point, though, that it has a physical, it has effect on your health.
Yeah. And on my productivity at work.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bill, I couldn't get that story done. I'm worried about how much I'm getting paid.
Yeah. At first glance, the survey results may seem like common sense. Young people, a.k.a. those just starting out in the workforce, more inclined to be stressed about money because they earn less than the people who have been there longer. But there are also the financial stressors that are unique to this group. Shrinking job prospects, rising property values. Those have the millennials up to, now, should we not do this, Chelsea? Is this going to start getting you stressed out because this is stuff
I'm
you're not thinking about?
I'm already breaking out in a sweat.
That's exactly right, okay. Because the deal is, this sets millennials up to potentially become the first generation to earn less than their parents. But you know what? If you work hard, and in most cases, if you've got the background and the education and the training to do it, and you work hard, you pretty much won't have to worry about that.
Yeah, earning potential is up to you.
Yeah,
you
if
know?
You just go ahead and just keep your head down and do your work, okay? Anyhow. But if you don't want to there, know that your brethren are feeling the exact same
Toughen
way
up,
that
buttercup.
You are.
Toughen up, come on.
All right, did we have a story this morning about a College Station police officer who found a guy who'd forgotten to get dressed? Is that basically right?
Yeah, well, I think it's not that he forgot to get dressed. I think he probably got undressed at some point during the evening, probably after the bowl and a half of marijuana he smoked.
All right, then let's stop right there. Now, what is a bowl? Okay.
I don't. Why are you asking me?
No, I'm just
Scott?
Saying in general. No, I just mean in general.
That's
because,
just what he told the officer. Maybe some people's bowls are bigger than others.
That's what my thought is, you know, how long is a piece of string?
But, you know, I mean, getting tased, I can only imagine is pretty painful.
I think so.
But let's add a little insult to injury and get tased while naked.
Yep, sure. Yeah.
But again, you know, you really shouldn't charge at the patrolman.
No, under any circumstance.
Whether
you've got clothes on or not, whether you've done a bowl. Old and a half or not.
I'm not sure the marijuana had anything to do with it, honestly, in my personal opinion. I mean, I just, knowing a lot of people, I've known people, and none of them after what it was, a bowl and a half of marijuana, none of them get naked. I'm sorry.
Making good judgments.
Well, and again, let's talk about how he drove his car into a house.
Yeah, to begin with.
Yeah.
To begin with.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now this may be a never-ending string here. A Massachusetts cannabis dispensary has come up with a new way to ingest their product. Ermont Incorporated has launched a new marijuana-infused pizza.
Ooh.
But
that's what you eat after you get
vicious
high.
Cycle.
I know.
It may never end. If they end up with marijuana-infused Twinkies, we're going to be in trouble.
Oh, man.
You get high, eat the Twinkies. You get higher, you eat the Twinkies. You get high, eat the Twinkies.
Six-inch personal cheese pizza sells for $38. Director of operations says that the pie is laced with a secret sauce that contains 125 milligrams of THC,
which is
the psychoactive ingredient. I'm thinking, yeah, people would want to come in and just get some sauce to go. Forget the pizza.
Yeah.
Can I just do the sauce?
Come in scratching your neck. Hey, you got any more of that sauce,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, really, yeah. Only patients with valid medical marijuana cards, will be allowed to purchase the pizzas. And I'm guessing they're not for takeout. Is that fair to say?
Did they
be delivered? Eat it in store? Then that's not safe.
That's probably true. But, I mean, then what happens is that could be delinquency of a minor. There could be any number of situations there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like it's a good idea, really.
I mean, no, really. Because, I mean, that's just as good an idea, those plastic bags of alcohol that you can find in liquor stores. You know, those little... in what world, once again?
Right.
First time I saw that, I went, really? You can actually buy something that you could tear open with your teeth in the car that you've just walked out with?
Mm-hmm.
You got, a handful of them.
Right.
It'll be just
But
fine.
You can go through a drive-through daiquiri shack
you're right. That's true.
Have a to-go cup.
But that's a wine-based something, isn't it? Is that a wine-based?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but
either way, it seems counterintuitive to the idea of drinking and not drinking and driving, you know?
Right.
Anyway, just take it and put it in your – take the straw that you had in your little – What are those little drink boxes?
Oh,
you know?
Capri Sun.
Yeah, take your Capri Sun straw and just poke it right in the top of that plastic and just drive down the road. It'll be fine.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they give you a straw. They just put tape.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah,
they
just put this special tape over the lid that says,
if
you've broken the seal.
That'll stop
That makes it all safer, doesn't it?
It keeps them out of trouble.
Yeah, that's right. It does. It takes it off of them.
They did their part. Yeah.
Again, it's not. I'm not sure how much more dangerous it is than a Famous Bowl. Yeah. All right, so yesterday this story came out. We didn't have time to worry about it, so we did it today. These are the safest states to live in. It's not like you're going to get up and move, okay?
Right.
But nonetheless, Wallet Hub had nothing else to do, so they put together a list of states that are the safest to live in, and they based it on everything from crime rates to natural disasters. So the safest states to live in are Vermont and Maine. And, of course, we're doing this story in June. In January, you may not decide that Vermont
that's very safe.
And Maine would be the best places for you to live. But nonetheless, they saw that literally dozens of other legitimate factors could actually go into determining your safety. Part of it would be your decision to do things like smoke a bowl and a half and misbehave.
Right.
Anyway, Wallet Hub... They ranked the states from safest to least safe using 37 different criteria. So the crime rates, the insurance coverage, the job security, DUI and fatal crashes, workplace injuries, disease rates, and natural disasters. Based on all that, the 10 safest are Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Washington, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Utah, and Hawaii.
What about wildlife? There's a lot of wildlife up there.
You know, you're right. Mm-hmm. They can jump out in front of your car.
Exactly.
So with the exception
of deer.
Hawaii and, I guess, Utah, those are all pretty much chilly, uncomfortable states. The least safe. Yeah,
that's us.
Uh-huh, we are. Texas, we're number 41, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Florida. Okay.
Yeah, that's because all those hurricanes.
That's right.
And crazy people.
And the crazy people.
Florida's got a lot of reasons. South Dakota. Not sure why that is. Montana.
But did you say North Dakota was up there in the safer places?
That's right.
Strange.
Well, but the difference in those two states is very interesting.
Uh-huh.
North Dakota and South Dakota are two completely different populations.
Okay.
One very liberal, the other very conservative.
Ah, gotcha.
All right, so the least safe state, of course, is... Mississippi.
Yep.
Mississippi always gets to finish last in almost every list.
Yeah.
Louisiana is the second most unsafe state.
Mm.
So,
again, lots
reason.
Of hurricanes.
Yeah. And
Bourbon Street.
And in Louisiana?
Yeah.
Well, again, it's got, just all of New Orleans, really. Just whatever it happens to be.
The Isle at Watercrest Assisted Living Community in Bryan provides exceptional senior living. We believe caring for an individual includes caring for their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs. That's why our residents maintain as much independence as possible while receiving compassionate, comprehensive care. Licensed nurses and caregivers are on duty 24 hours every day. And we offer an extended care program on our third floor for residents needing a higher level of assistance. Foods, The Isle at Watercrest, Honoring Aging. Learn more at watercrestbryan.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Rises Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the Meds Dr. Roquet. Cindy McKee is with us to talk about speech work. And BCS Pure Water, how to have fresh water in our homes and businesses. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8, here on 1620 WTAW.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. June 10th features Step Rideau and Zydeco Outlaws with guests Kid Reese and Mo Live Zydeco.
No need no place to sit down. Tonight I'm gonna party.
Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, June 10th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Good morning, 726 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. High today, about 90 degrees with winds out of the east. Then tonight, winds out of the northwest, about 66 will be our low. We'll be near 90 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then a 40% chance of rain shows up on Monday, at least for now. Winds out of the east currently at 5 miles an hour. Got a few clouds out there, and it's 70.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A couple of days ago, President Trump tweeted, "The fake media is working so hard trying to get me not to use social media. They hate that I can get the honest, unfiltered message out." At the daily press briefing, Sean Spicer was asked about the tweet. Spicer said that Trump is the most effective messenger of his agenda and has about 110 million followers on social media. The Washington Post ran a snarky article. They said, no, Donald Trump does not have 110 million people following him on social media. They claim that Trump only has 93 million followers, while admitting not all social media sites release their figures. The Post then said even if Spicer's numbers are right, he would still be wrong. First, because many people have multiple social media accounts, and second, some followers on social media sites are robots or bots. Man, is that fascinating. To discredit President Trump, the Washington Post finally admits that social media sites like Twitter are impacted by fake followers, robots, algorithms designed to make one or two people look like thousands. These bots are a favorite tool of leftist activists. They use them to pressure advertisers when boycotting conservative shows. They also use them to make liberal causes seem much more popular than they really are. But until now, the drive-by media has never seen fit to expose them. It's curious, isn't it? I tell you, Trump has them upside down and backwards and forwards.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Owning land in this great country of ours, that's one of our most precious rights. And when it comes to taking care of the land you own, you want the best tools. And that's where my friends at Mahindra come in. Mahindra makes the toughest tractors on earth with real steel for more built-in weight. That translates to better traction and stability. And don't forget Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles. Whether you're taking the family fishing or hauling supplies or just driving down to check the mail, you will enjoy the added comfort of 25% more legroom and seating. Right now, if you buy a tractor and a utility vehicle together, you'll get a special $500 rebate. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. And get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Anco Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. Anco's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit Anco today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For 7 months, the Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization has been creating a plan to build new highways in the year 2050 and beyond. The MPO's latest recommendations will be considered tonight by the College Station City Council.
The MPO, to their credit, and Dan Rudge has done a great job. I mean, he's had more public meetings than, and I've attended a number of them. It's always the same thing, but nonetheless, to be there to hear what the folks who are attending have to say.
Mayor Carl Mooney talked about concerns recently raised about the future expansion of Highway 6 and South College Station while on our show.
For us all to say this is the way it is and it's always going to be that way, that's a hard sell right now.
Mooney says he has responded to concerns from the owners and supporters of the Museum of the American GI. In the next couple of years, expect to see the old Bluebell back.
3 months into his new position as Bluebell president, Ricky Dixon spoke at yesterday's Leadership Brazos Alumni Association luncheon.
We'll still enjoy a boil ice cream with you. We just won't be able to take you down on the floor like we used to. The little guy is right out here. And when I say little guy, I'm referring to Listeria and other things.
Dixon says every day is a new day to keep Bluebell's production plants cleaner than an operating room.
And as you go into production, you're washing and smocks and hairnets and scalp. And no, I'm kidding.
Bluebell's comeback continues almost 2.5 years since learning of Listeria contamination.
There was nothing more humbling than to travel around to the different branches that we have and seeing the commitment from the employees that were believing, and so many that were even laid off have come back. We've been able to rebound nicely from that capacity.
Dixon says the comeback also includes Bluebell returning to the company's previous level of supporting community events. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station man is accused of driving his vehicle into a home early Tuesday morning, then confronting a College Station patrolman wearing no clothes.
After a brief exchange, the officer was trying to calm the man down, and the man charged him, and the officer was able to deploy his taser to take the subject into custody.
Sergeant Kyle Patterson watched the video from the body camera of the patrolman who arrested 24-year-old Christian Alessi for driving while intoxicated. According to the arrest report, Alessi told the officer he had smoked 1.5 bowls of marijuana before getting behind the wheel and driving his vehicle into a house on Summerway Drive. Alessi is out of jail after posting bond on the misdemeanor DWI charge. A state lawmaker from Dallas has been arrested on a misdemeanor drunk driving charge. Records show 36-year-old Victoria Niave is out of jail after posting bond. She was arrested Tuesday night after Dallas police found her after her car slammed into a tree. A four-vehicle crash on Highway 6 early yesterday morning killed a Franklin man. According to DPS, 23-year-old Austin Wittig was driving a car that rear-ended a semi-trailer, then the car was rear-ended by a pickup. The impact pushed the car into oncoming traffic and was hit by a motorcycle. DPS reports two other drivers were taken to the hospital. Their identities and their conditions are not known. The driver of the semi and his passenger were not injured. The mishap on Highway 6 at the railroad overpass north of the OSR exit blocked traffic from just after 5 a.m. to shortly before 1 p.m. South of BCS, Highway 6 traffic northbound at the Navasota River was backed up yesterday morning following an accident. Our sister station, Navasota News, reports a cow died after being struck by a semi. A Texas case on offenders who sit in jail because they cannot afford bail is headed for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Harris County wants the high court to block a lower court ruling allowing release of misdemeanor offenders from the county jail if they're unable to afford bail. A federal appeals court says those prisoners could be released on personal recognizance. Civil rights groups sued the county after a woman was jailed for 2 days for driving without a license because she couldn't afford $2,500 bail. Nearly 200 inmates could be released from the county jail if the Supreme Court upholds the ruling. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
The leader of the Middle Eastern nation of Qatar, where Texas A&M has a branch campus, received an offer from President Trump yesterday to help solve diplomatic problems with neighboring countries over fighting terrorism. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the emir of Qatar needs to totally distance himself from those who are funding terrorism.
Many of us have been concerned for a long time that Qatar has been, even though they act like a friendly Gulf States ally, that they have been surreptitiously funding terrorism efforts around the world.
Meantime, Turkey's government has approved sending troops to a Turkish base in Qatar, as well as training local personnel. As for the status of the Texas A&M campus in Qatar, officials told WTAW News the branch campus is operating as normal and they're staying in touch with students, faculty, and staff. WTAW News time is 7:35. It's 70 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Ruffino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Good morning, it's 7:38, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's check the weather, sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure has control of our weather. It's going to be a fairly sunny day today. It's going to be a fairly warm day. Temperatures 85 to 90. A lot of cloudiness in the western part of the state, but that's where it should remain. Tonight, clear, 65 to 70. Partial sunshine for tomorrow, anywhere from 85 to 90 for the high tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Sunny Saturday, and it's going to be a hot one. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, after 18 seasons, Bob Stoops is stepping down at Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley will take over the program. Meanwhile, John Karrasis broke the meet record in becoming the javelin champion as the Aggs lead at the NCAA Outdoor Championships. And College Station native and Aggie Jordan Russell will be making his PGA Tour debut today at the FedEx St. Jude Classic in Memphis. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, Rob Siganor from Cary, North Carolina, got a call from his insurance agent saying, "Hey, Rob, I think that Alexa was listening to something and sent me a message that you probably didn't want me to hear.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Rob said, thankfully, Alexa sent a harmless and humorous message to the agent, but the fact is that Alexa sent anything at all.
Yeah.
Without you wanting her to.
So, Rob has three Amazon Echoes in his house that control everything from the door locks to the lights to the thermostat. The only way to disable the messaging feature is to call Amazon. Really?
Oh.
It's extremely convenient. And we do love it, but we certainly are concerned about the security risks, and we want other people to know about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we had discussed earlier this week how Apple is now starting to roll out their new product, and how did they fall behind was the question that was asked. Mm-hmm. They announced HomePod, which is a home speaker powered by Siri. And it'll start selling in December for $349, I think, if I recall correctly.
Which is like $200 more expensive than these other ones.
The device will perform Siri functions such as dimming lights and setting reminders, though Apple touted it mainly as an advanced home stereo system with superior audio quality.
Okay.
You know, and that's fine if you're in an environment where it's quiet all the time, but let's say it's, you know, you've got the kids in the house.
Or where you need, like, a surround stereo system.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who has the Alexa, and, you know, she'll play music in the kitchen, and you can still kind of hear it in the living room, but, you know, that's kind of all she needs.
Yeah, and that's it. Again, if you're an individual and if you're a family, it's a completely different thing,
I think,
and what you would want from it.
Or, like, if you throw parties on the reg, maybe.
Sure.
Even just me, you know, with Siri here, I've accidentally set Siri off. Like, when I'm, you know, recording sports or something, I say something like a, like three-game series or something. When I say that, she thinks I'm saying, hey, Siri, and it'll pop up.
Well, go back to 2014. It was then that members of Apple Incorporated Siri team arrived at an Amazon.com Incorporated event thinking, yeah, we're pretty well ahead of the competition because, hey, we're Apple. Well, the Apple three-year-old product had gained popularity because it could handle calendar appointments, it could text messages and do some simple tasks, but it was pretty clear after they saw the presentation from Amazon they were well behind the curve when it came to what you could do and what you couldn't do. People at Apple got a little bit anxious, said one of the former team members, after they saw exactly what could happen. So, thus the question that we should ask Siri today. So if you guys have got your Siris fired up, I want you to both ask it because we want to see if Siri gives different answers.
Okay.
So, Brad, ask Siri. Siri, how did you fall behind Alexa?
Hey, Siri. How did you fall behind Alexa? She just said, who, me? And didn't actually say it.
All right.
Here, let's see.
All right, go ahead. Give it a try.
Siri, how did you fall behind Alexa?
You don't have any clocks.
What? You don't have any clocks?
You don't have any clocks.
What? I don't know what that means.
What is there? Here, let me ask again.
All right.
Siri, how did you fall behind Alexa?
Who? Me?
Yeah. See, that's kind of what she said to me.
Yeah. Hello, caller.
Hey, could you guys stop talking about this? My lights are on and off.
quit saying Siri and Alexa.
Well, someone else texted in and said, whatever happened to locking your doors with a key?
Oh.
As an IT person, you could not pay me to connect my home door locks to the internet.
No way. I agree with that.
All right, did you hear that last sentence there? As an IT person.
Yeah. You could not pay me to connect my home door locks to the internet.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Now, I saw this Nest thing. Nest looks pretty cool. I mean, if you're in a situation where you come home the same time each day or each night and you don't have a lot of in and outs and changes to that schedule, I can see where Nest being able to learn when you come in the house and when you don't and adjusting the thermostat likewise could save you some money. It could be very convenient. But, you know, I also installed a new recessed light. And it came with the ability to control that by my phone. And I'm going, I don't see the advantage to that.
Yeah.
I really don't see the advantage to that. And then when you start talking about your door, I mean, that's a whole nother deal.
I could see if you, you know, lost your keys or you locked them in your car.
Fair enough.
That would be nice to get into your house.
Fair enough.
Until you lock your phone in your car, yeah. with your keys.
But that never, and yeah, your parents are out of town. Any possible help is just not available.
Then you got to break a window. Yeah.
But there you go. And
yeah,
again,
I still don't. I would not trust. I mean, if hackers can hack into anything, they can hack into someone's house.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying, it's there. And I suppose if people want to embrace that, and I know no matter what, there are always people who want to be those early adopters.
Oh, yeah.
That happens.
It's the world we live in today.
A guy named Tristan Harris used to be a designer at Google. Now he does a lot of talks about how addictive our phones are. While we're talking about that, the people who design them want them to be addictive, so we'll use them more. Duh. Yeah. He writes about it a lot on his website, and he says that there's one really easy way to make your phone less addictive. Change your settings so that everything is black and white. He says you'll end up using it a lot less if you change your screen to grayscale.
Oh.
Obviously, it's not very pretty to look at.
Right.
But that's the point.
That's the point. Yeah. Exactly. Subconsciously, you won't care as much. You'll be less likely to check it all the time. Now you're confronted with the, do you really want to use your phone less deal?
Right.
Because you're going, yeah, that'd be a really good idea. Wait.
Go to
grayscale? No, not going to do that.
How do you do that?
I suppose it's in your settings somewhere.
Okay.
You're asking me. Don't ask me. That's for sure.
There
will be people who will know. But pretty much any smartphone can do it. Just Google the type of phone that you have. You usually have to go to the accessibility menu on your settings. If you have an iPhone, go to settings, then general, then accessibility.
Okay.
Display accommodations and select the color filters. And when you get to the color filters, you choose grayscale. There's also a way to set it up so that you just triple click the home button on your phone to switch back and forth. So you can switch from color to black and white if you want to. It gives you one more reason to mess with your phone. But they're exactly right. It's designed for you to use, and you want to use it.
Right.
And you've got it sitting in the same room with you. Guess what? Actually, it's like anything else. If you just set it on the other side of the room, then you have to think about it before you go and do that.
And nobody wants to get up.
Yeah. Back in the day when we were trying to get people to quit smoking, they said, you know, take a piece of paper, wrap it around the pack of cigarettes, and put a rubber band on it.
Oh.
Then you have to think about and go through a process before you could get to that addictive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if the phone is the addictive thing, think of a way to make it more difficult for you to access it, and then your brain has a chance to make that decision before you go, yeah, and I'm going to do it anyway.
But now
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Pure filtered water, it's refreshing, and on a hot summer day, it can bring new life to your body, but it can also kill you. A few years ago, a healthy 28-year-old California woman died after she drank too much water too quickly. She was competing in an on-air radio contest and drank almost 6 liters of water in 3 hours. The trouble is, our kidneys can only handle so much volume in a given span of time. Too much too quickly, and our blood becomes diluted to the point it's no longer servicing the body. One of the things that strikes me about this story is it demonstrates a principle of life, and that is, too much of anything is a bad thing. Winding rivers are beautiful until they overflow their banks and destroy entire communities. A job you love can be professionally rewarding and personally satisfying, but too much work can cause us to forget the ones at home we're working for. A couple of weeknight activities can expose our children to enjoyable new opportunities, but a different event every night hinders a family's weekly connection time and can have serious long-term negative consequences. Some things in life are just plain bad for us, but there's a lot that's good. The best thing you can do is keep the good stuff, by finding a healthy balance, because too much of anything, well, is a bad thing. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Before we head off to sports, there's an accident on the freeway southbound at Rock Prairie or the overpass. So if you're headed south, you might want to exit at Rock Prairie or before that, which would be right here at Crystal Park Plaza, and then you can move over to Highway 6. So again, that's southbound right at the Rock Prairie overpass on the freeway. There's an accident. It's a back in traffic up.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Bryan in Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops is stepping down. It was a stunning offseason move by the 56-year-old future Hall of Famer who led the Sooners to 10 conference championships and a national title in 18 seasons. Here's a statement from Stoops.
Stepping down after 18 years as the head football coach here at Oklahoma, and feel like I've been absolutely the luckiest, most fortunate guy in the world, been incredibly blessed to have experienced what we have over the last 18 and a half years. You know, and I felt just I didn't want to miss the right opportunity to be able to step away and hand this baton off to Lincoln Riley and to help keep this all just going in a great direction.
Stoops says he has no health concerns and the time is simply right to hand over the reins. Offensive coordinator Lincoln Riley will become the youngest head coach in the bowl subdivision at the age of 33. Meanwhile, Texas A&M second baseman Braden Shoemake was one of four players named as National Freshman of the Year by Collegiate Baseball. He becomes the first Aggie to earn the honor. Shoemake and Logan Foster also both earned Freshman All-America status from the publication. The Aggs return to action tomorrow when they begin an NCAA Division I Championship Super Regional Best of Three series against the Davidson Wildcats on Olsen Field. First pitch is slated for 2:04 p.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. For A&M Track and Field, junior John Carrazes broke the NCAA meet record in becoming the javelin champion. Through the first day of the championship, the maroon and white currently lead with 21.5 points, followed by Virginia and Florida. In Major League Baseball, Jason Vargas tossed five solid innings for his eighth victory, and the Kansas City Royals defeated the Houston Astros 7-5. The anticipated pitching duel between Vargas and Dallas Keuchel, who have the two best ERAs in the majors, never materialized because Keuchel was a late scratch with an illness after going out to warm up. Here's A.J. Hinch on scratching Keuchel.
It's a flurry because, you know, mostly because our pen was pretty taxed to begin with, so it was easy to default to Diaz. He was the most rested. He'd gone three innings and 50 pitches in the minor leagues before.
The Astros look to turn it around to cap off the series with a win in Kansas City. First pitch is scheduled for 7:15 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
a one pitch swung on and a deep drive to left field. It's hooking in the corner, and that ball is history. A two-run homer for Robinson Chirinos.
He has tied the game at 3.
The New York Mets scored the tie-breaking run in the ninth inning on a throwing error by second baseman Rougned Odor to beat the Texas Rangers 4-3. With two on and two outs, Jose Reyes hit a chopper up the middle against reliever Matt Bush. Odor fielded the ball but bounced his throw to second while fading away from the bag. The Rangers have the night off tonight but begin a fresh four-game road series with the Nationals tomorrow. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. and you can catch that game over on The Zone as well. In the NBA.
And the Warriors now inbound, and this game is over. And the longest postseason winning streak in American sports history belongs to the Warriors.
The Golden State Warriors own a 3-0 lead in the NBA Finals following a 118-113 comeback win over the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Kevin Durant had a team-high 31 points for Golden State, including a go-ahead three-pointer with 45 seconds left. Klay Thompson had 30 points for the Warriors, who trailed by 6 with 6 minutes to play. And Jordan Russell will be making his PGA Tour debut today at the FedEx St. Jude Classic in Memphis. He won his qualifier last weekend to get a bid. Russell is a College Station native who attended Texas A&M and was on the roster in 2009 when the Aggs won a national championship. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same day in by 9, out after 5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawnmowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW review on 2 o'clock tomorrow. Then the baseball games at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and if necessary, maybe not.
We're gonna take care of them in 2.
That's it on Sunday. We'll see. Accident or something that's stopping traffic there right at the Rock Prairie and southbound side of the.
We got a tweet from Aubrey Bloom, one very credible source. He said southbound Highway 6 is completely closed at Rock Prairie.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
Yeah. So if you can, we also got a text just saying that, of course, northbound is slowed by the Rubberneckers.
Well,
so
if you look,
can you see?
You see right there? You can see.
They're
actually backed up to Crystal Park Plaza now. So and that's like a quarter of a mile before
you
get
can get off somewhere else.
Yep, probably right here at Emerald Parkway would be a good thing to do, or even before that if you have other places you can go. But you know, people who aren't from around here who aren't listening to the radio
or listening to the show that they should be.
Yeah, they're off on satellite radio or something like that. Then
or
you know,
on that FM dial.
Yeah.
Problem.
Silly people. Anyway, are you glad that you graduated with the major that you did in college? We'll talk about that in the next half hour. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, sleeping 8 hours seems like an impossible goal, but according to a new study, if you sleep just a half an hour longer than you usually do, it could make a huge difference in your life.
Huge.
Yeah. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco found that when people got an average of 36 more minutes of sleep than they're used to, They were way less tired and fatigued and less stressed than normal. They also found it sped up their brain's processing speed by about 13% and helped them concentrate better when they were distracted. Or had other things that might distract them around them.
Yeah, you get that reboot.
That's again, though, you have to be in a situation where you're having okay sleep all night. If you have bad sleep, it doesn't matter if you only sleep 36 more minutes because it won't make any difference.
Yep.
It's 70 degrees as we approach 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.